This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Women and men, boys and girls, welcome back to another fabulous episode of the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene, Pearl, Danny, and today's very special guest, Scott Gilmore. We're talking about the Butterfly Institute. Have you heard about the Butterfly Institute?
But
I always had the rabbit trail first.
No, we're not talking about Danny's appearance today.
I'm not.
Okay.
Freak out. Give me some benefit of the doubt.
There can be no benefit of the doubt when you spent the last five parties talking about his appearance.
But listen, Danny was sitting there and he was introducing and our special guest for today. And I had a flashback. I had a flashback of being in our special guest's house. And I was flashing back
to
when we were all unemployed in Greenland.
Ah, yes.
And I was flashing back to where we were like dreaming one day of what we're about to talk about.
Yeah.
Totally poor, where all our shoes were from Goodwill. They still are, but anyway, but we had no other choice back then.
Yeah. Less holes, but same store.
But so it just had a flashback. So we're going to talk about something amazing, but I just remembered Danny was there because he's been best friendies with Scott here for years.
But for those who don't know Scott, and we're going to talk about something so exciting that we're actually launching unbelievably, like only God, right?
Yeah.
However, those of you who don't know like who's Scott and what's the Institute, Scott, if you've ever tried any Trim Healthy Naturals products on your skin, like example, orange cream, the fountain, and it's changed your world, that is thanks to Scott and Kathleen, his wife. We first mentioned these creams in our very first, like, write it yourself, you know, print it yourself book back all those years ago, because Kathleen made these creams in her home. They changed our lives.
Yeah.
And then we just joined forces and we've been together ever since with Scott, with Kath. Scott
and besides from that, Scott's a Highlander, a Scottish himself, as are Pearl and I.
And he's another brother. All of you know Danny is our little brother. Scott's like our, I don't want to say older brother.
Or bigger.
Well, grayer brother at least.
He's our elder brother.
But we definitely family. So everyone in this room,
we're going to let
fam.
Him totally speak. We're going to shut up. But I want to say something about
speak
Scott.
Speak yourself, Pearl.
Yeah, you're not going to. We have loved one another, fought like cats and dogs, like brothers and sisters. We have been through the hardest times in life together and come out the other side just stronger.
Scott and my husband went overseas together.
To Kuwait. And Scott almost lost his life.
Kuwait a minute.
Yeah. And actually where they were working was called the Doorknob to Hell. It was so hot. Actually, the town where they worked was the Doorknob to Hell.
Wow.
It was it was out in the middle of the desert.
Sounds freaky.
And they were doing military contracting and stuff like that. But anyway, they ended up coming home friends.
Sort of.
I think the middle of it was rocky.
I was missing Kathleen. He was missing you. Mm. And to look at each other for that
shared
long.
Shared a room and it was like,
especially when it was like, you know, sick intestines from all the food.
And I couldn't go shopping with Sam anymore for you. I mean, he wanted to go shopping every night. And it was just to pass the time because it was miserable. It was usually 125 degrees.
And they did that for months and months away from their families because we were that on the other side of comfortable. So what we're about to say here is such a dream.
Yeah, we've got a lot of history with elderberry, Scott.
Mm-hmm. We do.
That's the point.
We do. Yeah, there's so much history. And that's
not as much history with Solace. But it's
hey,
been
I
rich.
I got a lot of history.
It's been rich.
Yeah. Before any of this THM was THM, we all shared a common dream that if some part of our group, some part of the clan, if some one of us could find a way up out of this huge mess we were all in, we were going to help each other get out.
Oh, yeah.
And we did little things to help each other out.
You mean
we
a huge
for
mess?
Each other. We
you gave us eggs.
We gave you eggs.
Oh, listen, he arrived on my doorstep once with a bunch of cloth diapers because he knew if he brought me normal diapers, I wouldn't be able to afford the next pack next week.
Yeah. She's got Scott's glasses.
And he couldn't afford the cloth diapers for me either. So he called up all these companies and got them donated for me.
Yeah, that's weird.
Amazing.
But yes. And then, you know, I always tell the story that we were too poor to go to the zoo. Mm. And so Sam and I also worked for the same painting contractor who never would pay us.
Yeah.
We would chase him longer than we actually took to do the painting jobs. And then we just couldn't go to the zoo, and we wanted to go. All the kids wanted to go. And then one night, Sam and Shereen, they showed up on our doorstep with like a year pass for the zoo.
Because they got paid.
Because he actually got paid that day, and I didn't. Oh. And, you know, but that was the normal course of events. we lived together, we suffered together, and by hook or by crook, if we ever found a way out of the mess, we were going to help each other out. And by the grace of God, THM and the skincare and all these things, it just all came in kind of like a flood, you know.
And always, though, back even back when we didn't have money, you know, people were trying to bless us to hold us up, right, get us out of the water. But it was always our heart, and especially you, Scott, even when you guys were like barely could pay your own groceries, you were supporting other, you know, little children overseas, always like, okay, I've got five kids overseas or something. And he was always helping people, and his heart was so huge to help others. And we would sit here and we're like, imagine what we could do for people.
Yeah,
imagine, that's right. Imagine if we had a building where people could come for free and get healthy. We'd talk about it then.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Imagine if there was an alternative where, yes, it was definitely, you know, up with science and up with the latest and greatest of medicine, but also up with the latest and greatest of foundational herbal medicine too, so that we were having the best of both worlds. Imagine if we could combine that. And imagine if people didn't have money, if we didn't have to turn them away. Yeah.
Right.
And so, but I remember when, before Trim Healthy Naturals, when it was Kit Naturals, that was from Kathleen Intensive Treatments. Kathleen's his wife, who just really was the instigator of the whole skin line. They would give away more than they would sell.
Yeah, I know.
That's his heart.
And we assumed everybody was as poor as us. We were scared to death to sell
anything.
But let's
talk about what today's big announcement is.
Yeah,
Scott.
So all that history is true. And it all led us to think that if we ever could, let's build a place. And in the first meeting we had with John and all the family people in your place that burned down, the first meeting, I remember Charlie looked at me and he said, someday I'd like to build something bigger than St. Jude, where people could come and they could use natural remedies and modalities to get well without all of this, you know, big pharma, big mechanical medical industry. Get well because of the earth, because of eating the right things, which, you know, THM is all about these great products that help people get well. Well, we've consolidated all this information over the years because Charlie said, I want this to be our end game.
Yeah.
I want to see people get well without having to take things that are toxic.
Mm-hmm.
And so many times the things you take have so many side effects that the side effects are worse than the illness you're fighting. And we've all seen that in our own families. But now the big launch is that we're ready after 2 years of working, planning, building, getting incorporated as a nonprofit. We're ready to let people know about your vision, Serene and Pearl, the Butterfly Institute.
But also your vision, Scott. We've got to see this
as
ours. And, you know, and I just want to say something because we're not going to go on about this. This is not what the potty's about. But to beat a dead horse, I'll say it again. Did you hear what Scott was saying? How Charlie, Pearl's husband, said, I see this as like, as going bigger than St. Jude. And then you were saying, you know, if we ever come up in the world like that, we want to give, we want to, this has been spoken.
Yeah.
It was.
You know, it's been declared.
Yeah. It was spoken when
we were whole.
When we had nothing. Yeah. When we had nothing.
Yeah.
But you know, God had it.
It was a seed of faith.
Yeah.
In the eye of faith, we saw.
And look at what's happened. So today we're really announcing the launch.
Yes.
And I just want to say really quickly too, Scott spoke THM into being.
Yeah, he did.
Always, we're like, oh, it's just a stupid recipe book. Why do we have to finish? He's like, finish it, girls. Keep working on it. We're like, well, we've already been 4.5 years. Keep working on it because it's going to strike a chord with
Scott,
woman. And it's
it took us 5 years to write, you know, that first book. Scott would come over just to see the progress and he'd say, girls.
And he didn't have the petrol money to come over.
No, he didn't have the gas money. He'd say, girls, you don't understand. Millions are going to read this. And I would look at him like, are you nuts? Because Serene thought maybe we'll give a few copies away. And you were totally serious, Scott. And so these things, even this Butterfly Institute that we were talking about today, they were seeds that were spoken. We didn't know how they'd come about. But this is happening now. There, it's called the Butterfly Institute. It's our way of giving back. It's our way of actually bringing people in to learn how to eat, bringing people in to heal. Bringing people
to learn this, it's not new age, but to learn the science of positive thinking and beyond that, to learn how to have confidence in the word of God.
Yes.
You know, I mean, and people don't have to be believers to come either, but there is going to be different levels where people can
learn. That's cool. Can we have like
double doors that lead to a special place, and there's a sign above that says the "What if you could" zone.
Yes,
like
yes.
You go the in there and you come out. What if you could? You zone. Come out yeah. wrecked.
Yeah,
because a lot of people they could just like live on like herbal juice all day long and celery and organic this and CBD and everything.
Yeah,
but if they're thinking stinking stuff.
Oh, yeah. What's the use?
No, it's 100%. And this is per Sam and Charlie and, of course, Serena Pearl. This is biblically based. Mm. It's about asking for the help of God, praying, letting go of the past, of grudges, unforgiveness. You cannot get well if you're not forgiving people.
Can I say amen?
You just can't. I mean, you can pump your body full of all kinds of good stuff, bad stuff, whatever stuff.
Yeah.
But you can't get well if you're still mad at your daddy.
Yeah. Preach it, Scott.
And so that's first.
Because those little thoughts are made of electrons, and those electrons ain't right.
That's right. You got to clean up your synapses, you know?
Yeah, you do.
My husband was sharing scriptures with our children at the dinner table last night, and he came across that scripture, neither death nor, all the principalities, none of that will keep us from the love of the Lord, neither, you know, height nor things present or things to come. And it mentioned everything. It didn't mention the past. Past can keep us from the love of the Lord because it's anchoring us to pain. It's anchoring us to bitterness. It's anchoring us, which completely puts a wedge between God's love and his goodness.
It's true.
So is the Butterfly Institute, we're talking about a physical building in a location.
We're talking about a physical campus, Danny. So you think
I know this is making women very excited here because I know that they want to come and there will be conventions.
There will
be training seminars.
Pearls, there's going to be tree houses, yurts, tiny homes to convalesce on your own terms. Mm. You come to the Butterfly Center. You come to one of the four quadrants of the wings of the butterfly where you can get care and counsel, resources, education, all these things, and advocacy, financial advocacy. Mm. We know how to help you get past your past medical bills. There's so much that we're going to do here. It's going to be a place you can come to. We've already secured the land, and now we're going to begin fundraising to build the butterfly, to build the campus.
Wow. And so it's not just a building, it's actually a property.
It is a property. It's 313 acres where it sits right now. We're going to be able to forest bathe, walk through and let those phytosides that are on those trees drop down into your system and begin to kill those cancers and those diseases, because that's what God designed. You walk through the woods and the same little things off the trees that are killing the bugs will be breathed into your body and start to kill those cancer cells, because that's what God designed.
And guess what? There's going to be
belief
there.
Walk barefoot and ground yourself on the land.
Yes. And there's going to be belief there, right?
There's going to be a lot of belief.
And you're so true. Wow. Nothing against modern medicine, because there's a place for it.
Sure, absolutely.
And there's a place for actual medicine. I do believe that, because God can use everything. But so many times there's a lot in hospitals and in places where cancer abounds, there's a lot of doubt and fear. Those two very strong emotions.
Titles
are not a place where healing can flourish.
Okay.
It's just science right there. You need a place where belief is strong. You know that in the Bible, Jesus couldn't even heal in his hometown because of what?
Unbelief.
The unbelief.
You're right.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
So will there be like traditional medical facilities here, or is this an alternative?
So Danny, there will not be a typical allopathic medical doctor. This is the thing. You go to a doctor and you can get a lot of good things from your doctor.
Sure.
But he does not come home with you. He does not coach you through your therapies. He does not advocate for you financially. He does not spell out the resources that are tied to your situation.
He does one thing.
He does one thing.
Right.
And typically, it's the nurse doing more than the doctor.
But so true. But doesn't mean we won't have MDs working for us as medical doctors.
And it doesn't mean if you have your own MD that you
will
can't
be
come and
resource.
Find a place for it to be the other side of your treatment.
We hope to have full, and I know we're talking to full-on MDs there, but they will be working in more capacities than just typical
pill
popping.
So they'll be a resource.
Yeah, so this won't be necessarily an either-or, but a place that would either somebody could just get everything needed here, or it could be a place that complements traditional medicine as well.
It will. And we don't want to throw the baby out with the bath. We know that, you know, if you break your bone, you don't want to go see the herbalist.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. You want to go to a bone, so you want to go to a guy who can x-ray
bone
you.
Bone and joint clinic.
That's right. Yeah. You want to go to a specialist. And so all of these top tier professionals are going to be resources inside the Butterfly.
Nice.
But the Butterfly campus is going to be geared toward a place where you can come and you can choose your modality. Mm. You can choose, hey, I want to base my recovery on exercise. I want to base my recovery on herbal medicine, on food. I mean, you can employ all those things and always be evaluated by your physician. We don't want to throw that guy away. Don't throw that girl away.
This is really encouraging because I had some, quote, vertebrae disc issues. You know, I was the guy with the bad back.
Right.
And there was a time when my traditional doctor was really helpful in prescribing the drugs that made that, like, incredible pain go away.
Right.
Right.
But if I would have hung out with him too long, I would have been addicted to codeine.
You'd have your own opioid crisis.
Right. And I called my uncle, who's a physical therapist, and he recommended the proper stretching and strength exercises to where I became the guy with the good back. I no longer was that guy. And I have friends all around me to this day that won't listen to me. And I'm like, oh, you have a slip disc and it's, you know, it's now you, that's you forever. They're like, yeah, man, doctor said it. I take these pills every day. I'm like, dude, you should do what I did, stretch. And then I showed them this little exercise on the ground and they won't accept it.
It's hard. The conditioning is so deep. I mean, when you tell somebody, hey, you're in a lot of pain, right? Joint pain. Are you still drinking like Mountain Dew? Are you doing like 16 teaspoons of sugar at a sitting? You're adding this inflammatory cocaine like substance.
Right.
I mean, rats choose sugar before they choose Coke.
All day.
And then to think that you can be well and have this high sugar intake.
Right.
And that's why I think this is so needed
in
this time because what does it start with? It starts with thinking. Of course, our mind first. I mean, get rid of your hatred toward your uncle, of course.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it starts with what you eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what Trim Healthy Mama is all about.
Absolutely.
But then there are so many wonderful things in this world.
Will people be able to come and get blood work here, Pearl?
Yes.
Like,
yes. So we'll do the bios. We'll do the blood work. We'll do the evaluation. We'll do some of the very rudimentary therapies there.
Can parents come and bring? We're just brainstorming. We're still brainstorming, right? Can children come? Parents come, and bring their children where it's not serious enough. They're not they haven't been in an accident. They don't have a major disease. Not that we would turn people away with major diseases, because we feel like we have totally with a lot of the modalities, right, that we're going to be offering. But what I'm saying is they might still want to do conventional as well. But say they just have like some minor issues and they don't want to go to the doctor and get sneered at for not having immunizations. Can they come and get seen to and go home with a herbal treatment and a natural path without, because that's the thing with me is, I'd love to just get some elderberry and get some whatever here, get some guidance, but I don't want to go to the emergency care and get the antibiotics and get sneered at, made to be a fool because I haven't immunized my child.
Right.
Is there a spot where they can just...
Absolutely. It's going to be kind of a la carte. I mean, information obviously is going to be take what you want and leave what you don't. Because, you know, you are your own best physician. You're your own best health coach. But what you get when you come to the Butterfly Institute is you get people who are interested in your life, your well-being. There's no ego. There's no money attached. It's basically come, let us help you. We don't call our people clients or even patients. We say they're participants.
Because we're not trying to get rich off of people, right?
And it's just fun.
Not at all.
Well, and
it's
I do want to say this.
So it's to bless.
That's right.
It's not just all about if you're sick. It's not just all about come if you're sick.
Oh, not at all.
It's about come to learn.
Yes.
Come to experience. Come to learn
prevention.
How to eat. Come to learn how to cook. All these things we want to encompass.
Come to learn how to exercise, stretch, like what Danny's, like certain things that are going to prevent.
Yeah, so I mean, this is our big vision. Obviously, we'll start a little bit at a time.
Right.
But I do want to say too, and you say, Serena, a place to take children, you know, maybe because I don't want to be sneered at because you've chosen not to immunize.
Mm-hmm.
We're all so different. Some people will immunize. If you come, you're not going to be sneered at either.
Oh, 100% agreed.
Judgment-free
zone.
I think that's so important because as mothers, we have so much shame if we choose to do it differently than that person.
You know what,
and we're judged.
You know what this is reminding me of? It reminds me of the hilltop brought to the world.
Yeah.
Because as long as I've known you guys.
If this isn't Sunday afternoon, man, I don't know what is.
As long as I've known you, and before I knew, actually, UT, you know, the first meeting was Colin and Nancy and, you know,
right.
the magazine and Above Rubies. And
it's our parents, by the way, people listening.
Yeah, right. Good call. Good on you, mate.
New peeps in the room.
And what I found, I brought my family out to the hilltop. Mm. It wasn't called the Butterfly Institute then.
No.
It was just my friends.
That's where
out.
We live on
but
the
it was the butterfly larvae, wasn't it?
It
and
was
if
the
Ainsley
larva.
Ainsley was coughing. Scott goes to his car and gets his little jar
yes.
of something.
Yeah.
We'd have
this is
issues.
So true.
We'd have health questions. We'd have community questions. We'd have spiritual questions.
We'd bring
we'd have
healthy
child
food
raising.
Together.
Oh yeah.
Oh my goodness!
No, it's
it is.
Literally the
this is the hilltop brought to the world.
My
goodness,
your son would be out there like teaching the boys.
And let me tell you about the judgment thing you said. It's so true. Because we even raise our children and eat. You know, Serena and I. I'm the drive-through sushi's the purest. Yes. Do we
she
judge
has a TV in a house? I don't.
You
like,
mean
but, totally different?
But do
on
we
so
judge
many
one another?
No.
Forget it.
Something that struck me most powerfully about the Hilltop Gang was everybody's willingness to say what sounded to my ears at the time the most countercultural things in love, but they changed my life and were right and they were truth. And that was so missing in my saccharine cul-de-sac world where everybody's saying just what would maybe encourage me for 10 minutes. You know, and I would come out and Nancy would talk to my wife real straight about womanhood.
Yes.
And things that no one would say to a woman.
You know what,
on record.
The Hilltop, this is we talked about how THM came to be and how, I mean, literally, John would attest to this, every product in the beginning came through this war room setting.
War room for
and,
sure.
And it was just, but it was a beautiful, tragic, mysterious process that always ended up more beautiful than anything else. And I just love it because we've shared this community, and now it really is going out.
No, as long
it's
as
it's taken flight, Danny. Actually, November 1st, when this launches, we're calling that first outreach the first flight.
I love
nice.
That.
Oh, because I love that. Really, it's all of our dreams finally breaking out of the cocoon and going out into the world. And you know, we could talk about the butterfly effect. You know, this kind of anomaly where they say the flutter of a butterfly's wings somewhere in the world could cause such a atmospheric disturbance that it causes a hurricane somewhere else.
Right, right.
And that is our dream. That is our lives. Mm. We speak a word here or on the hilltop or at church, and somebody grabs that, and that little tiny word becomes a sentence and then a paragraph and then a book and then a revolution. And then a movement and a community of a 500,000
well,
families.
Let me say something revolutionary that will probably offend a bunch of people listening
but
out
that's
there.
That's a nature revolution. And here's what it is. We all have this super strong bias. Danny believes what he believes. John believes. Serene and Pearl.
We all
oh
believe
my gosh.
Differently politically, too.
Listen,
oh, my goodness.
But we stick to our bias and we hold to it so strongly because that's a gift from God. Mm. Your paradigm and what you think is right is a necessary aggregate in my life, Serene. You're my health coach.
What?
You're my health. You guys are my health coaches. You've told me
yeah, but
so
you're
much.
Our herbal coaches.
Yes.
So
necessary
but
aggregate.
I have
I love
trusted
that.
Serene and Pearl's bias on so many things in my life, even things that people would say, that's crazy. Why are you listening to them? Because I know if they believe it, the fact that they believe it, there's got to be something to it.
Yeah. And I need to at least consider it, right?
Well, I got to. If Danny says, Scott, don't go there.
Yeah.
I had a dream or I have a thought or a feeling. Or if John says, man, look into this. That's not real.
Yeah,
I've got to go, okay.
Yeah.
Because I know that these guys trust their bias, and I trust it too, and I trust my own. And that's why I could say early on, no, Pearl, this book, there's something there that's so much, there's a butterfly effect
well,
in
this
there.
This butterfly effect you're talking about, this is interesting. This is what I was going to say that might offend people out there.
Do it.
Hopefully.
Well, you know, our sister, Van,
she
had this amazing dream, and it was of the hilltop community there.
Oh my
in the room
goodness,
in, where
this
we
is years
all
ago
meet, right and we were flying around the room like in this dream, and she felt the Lord say, fly out of these doors, because flying in this room is only doing so much. Take flight. There you go. Listen up.
Yeah. And what you're really describing, Scott, is a powerful ancient community. And I remember when I would come and hang out with Howard and Vange, all I could think about was...
That's our sister and brother-in-law for those. I mean,
I used to be good at this. I'm in the moment now, though. So I forget about professionalism.
People
throwing
like who?
Out names. Yeah, I know. So, they're brother and sister. They live on the hilltop. They're in the gang. And I remember being there, hanging out. And I always wanted to bring all of my friends from in town who are not in community and you know, their parents lived in another state, and I wanted to bring them out here, and I would actually, and we would like hike the hills together, and everything you described at the Butterfly Institute,
yeah,
we would literally just do.
Yeah.
And so it's really cool to see that I'm going to be able to bring all my friends, now thousands of them,
yes,
from around the world, to the hilltop.
Speaking of that, though, can I have a little something now? Obviously, this is going to be in sort of Franklin, Tennessee. So people listening are like, but I live in Minnesota. What does this have to do with me? How could I ever come? And where would I stay? And, you know, what if my child needed help? Where, you know, is this just for local Tennessee people? That's what a lot of people are thinking. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
So in this model, we've worked very hard on our business perspective, on all the pieces and parts that's going to make this replicable. I mean, we're already thinking of, Instituto de Mariposa in Latin America. Mm. We want to make this something that works so well here that it can be in
duplicated.
Can I go back to Guatemala to say yes?
Yeah, Guatemala. So Guatemala, where the coffee comes from. I'm planning a Butterfly Institute for Guatemala.
Because
it's just so needed.
But can people come from other states?
People can't come.
Can they stay on the property?
They're going to be able to stay on the property.
Yes.
Obviously, we have the land. We don't have the buildings yet, but we're working on the 3D modeling, the plans. Yeah. What we're also doing that we think is very unique is our sister site to thebutterflyinstitute.org is Come Give Life. Come Give Life is our own. It belongs to our vision. Mm. It's our own fundraising site where a person can post, they can send a video in, they apply for help, they post a video, they raise funds from their family and friends to supplement whatever we can do as the Butterfly. We help them get here. We help them stay here and get well and leave on their own terms.
So sort of like a crowd, an internal crowdfunding for that particular individual.
Yes.
You kind of put a program together.
And sorry, yes. Serena and I, you know, obviously sat with you many, many days and like, what are we going to do? But now details are arising because this is your full-time thing, Scott, just planning this.
Yes.
I mean, because that's where your gifting lies. So it's like a GoFundMe, a part
it is,
of this
except
attached
there's
to
no
it.
Corporate overlord. Oh. Taking this 10%.
Mm.
We are only going to use what we need to actually keep the site functioning, and all that money goes toward their campaign. And if you raise a bunch of money and you don't need it all, it stays with the Butterfly for the next person who doesn't have enough.
So there's a little pot.
There is a pot, and that resource is going to grow through corporate sponsors who want to be a part of it.
Yes.
Obviously, with THM, we have a lot of partners that help us make things. They're going to help us build. We're reaching out to our mamas, to our families. Mm-hmm. Some people can give big. Some people can give tiny. Some people can only volunteer. Some people can only pray. Whatever you can do, we're going to invite you to do that so that we can build this campus. So when your time of need comes, you can come.
Wow. Yeah. You know what? And I just want to speak into it now because you spoke into the book. But, you know, I just really feel like it's going to be blessed. I think God's going to bless it with the finances to be able to help people that don't have finances.
I know
that's the kingdom of God.
Trim Healthy Mama, you know, as we've grown and now we have lots and lots of employees. And, you know, part my rational brain sometimes wants to just stay up at night, my eyes wide open. How are we going to pay everyone this month? But God continues to just bless. And now, as we're being blessed and as we're growing, this is what we do give to other sources too, but that's what Trim Healthy Mama pours into, the Butterfly Institute.
Yes.
And so this is our institute where we feed any blessing that comes
in.
And
I want to say, it's about to be this opening, Scott, but you heading up the Butterfly have already helped many
families.
Even with the Butterfly, and we're launching it November 1st, but it's been here for about a year, and we've been helping a lot of people quietly on the down low. So we've already been pouring funds into this, and the beginnings of it has all been Trim Healthy Mama, you know, pouring excess that we've had and back into here, but now we're opening it up to saying, basically, volunteer. Give as you can.
Yeah.
What else? What else, Scott?
So, you know, it's funny. It's always a little bit hard to ask people to give, but I've been on both sides. And I know that whenever I've been blessed, for instance, with all that God's done for me, I tell people, I know I could never repay God, but I'm going to spend my life trying. I don't know how that looks or what that means day to day. It typically for us as a family, it means if we can, we do. Just like you guys. If we can buy a Zoom membership, we're buying a Zoom membership. Milk can be bought tomorrow. I know. We kind of take that approach to life. Let's live today. Let's trust God for the future. And so as we reach out to all of our families, almost half a million now, families, and millions of people.
Well, that's just on the Facebook. It I think there's millions.
I think there's millions. There's millions of people. And I think, you know, there's going to be millions and millions more. But we just simply say, you know, if you've had a life change because of Trim Healthy Mama, partner with us if you can, if God calls you to, partner with us in this healthy end game of seeing the world get well.
It's a new step.
You know, I mean, that's where we're going.
Hold on.
We want to change.
Did you hear what he said?
Yeah.
The world.
The end game of seeing the world get well. Is that not what we want?
That's kind of epic.
It is.
That's epic. And, you know,
it's what we've always wanted.
I see it as the next living room. You know, with this whole thing, this Trim Healthy Mamas being a community, a group, then a huge, vast community. And I see this as the next step of this fellowship, this community that is like a humongous family. And I want to give back, because when my son was going through his both of my sons going through life and death situations, I know you guys out there were praying and you were pulling for us. And I believe that when anyone comes, or you bring people to the Butterfly, or you come yourself, or a family member, that I want to pull back. I want to be on that prayer chain. You know, I want to take it personally and it be a personal thing to me, because this Butterfly Institute will see everybody like family.
I know who our mamas are and our families are. I know that when Serene, your children, you know, both were in crisis, you're in the trauma ward and you were up there. I cannot tell you the messages I got, and everyone was like, how can I help? Can we start a GoFundMe? Can I do this? Does Serene need this? Does she? And I couldn't even get to the messages. That's who our mamas are. You know, and they like Serene and her boys, just let me help. But there's so many people.
Yes, there's so many other boys. There's so many other girls. There's so many other babies and elderly parents and great aunts and people that just need to be poured out, and they need that community. They need to know, for even just for their mind's sake, that they've got a beyond just the practical help, that they have an army of people believing for them and believing for
them. That's the greatest part. I mean, yes, herbs, yes, plants. Yes, modalities and stretching, but we're talking about returning to a true faith in God with people praying the way they've always prayed for us, and we've always prayed for them. The mamas, the skincare, the products, they're always on our mind. I wake up in the middle of the night thinking, is there somebody out there that needs Bountiful Balm that I don't know about? And it's I know that's just ridiculous. I just can't help myself, because I love our people. I know our people love us, and I can't wait to see what we do together.
When we took over Scott and Kathleen's business, Trim Healthy, we called it Trim Healthy Naturals because they couldn't keep up.
Right on.
Kathleen and Scott, 20
people
hours,
loved it so much.
20 hours out of a 24-day period, you were making creams, and we're like, let us take this off you. Let's join together, you know. I remember you said to us, though, I'm not giving it up. I'm not giving it up unless if we have needs and someone say I can't afford it, you got to still let me give it to them, Serena Pearl. I still have to give it to them. And we said, of course, Scott. And he's like, but he goes around seeking for people that can't afford it.
To date, Scott Gilmore will not let me pay for a cream. He will reach into his personal stash and be like, and he'll send extra for my wife.
I feel like Paul, Danny, you know, Paul said I was the chief of sinners. Nobody was needier than me. So, you know, what do you do with that? You give. If you've ever been sick and you get well, you don't let somebody suffer.
Yeah, exactly. That's so true.
And that's just us.
That's so true. Yeah.
No, I mean, I know you guys are so glamorous and so awesome, and it's just, much.
Can I paint a glamorous picture for you?
But no one knows how unglamorous we've been at times.
So Pearl's cockroach house burnt down, right? She's living in lovely stone home now, okay?
Oh, yeah, I love it.
But it was a trailer home she lived in. And I remember going to write my red check at the grocery store, right?
Hot red
hoping
check,
that
I'd bouncy
see
one.
Some like miraculous check in the in my mailbox as I head out the main road. But I remember passing, because we were neighbors, passing Pearl's house. She's out in the middle of winter with a basket. She's got a shawl over it. It looks like some old English, like
needless suffering.
Yes, and she's kind of hunched over, picking up wet kindling.
Yes,
to light a fire in a trailer that shouldn't be legally in there. She's probably like got it all botched up somewhere and made a chimney so the smoke would go out. They probably couldn't afford the heat. I remember seeing her and we're like, have a great day. She's like, yeah, have a great day. She's out there in the freezing, blowing on her hands.
Yeah.
So, you know, God has blessed us now. We want to bless back. We we don't forget those days, see,
Serene,
you don't forget those days, God.
The day that their old house burnt,
hmm.
I just, you know, I heard about it and I knew that everybody was safe and I just wept because that's where it all started.
It did.
We were in that room and we were talking about all this and
that's then, where we sent the first books out.
Yeah, Charlie mailed books. Pearl did. Books and customers.
Yeah. I mean,
and Meta was just licking stamps. And I just, and then when, you know, and when the new house was done and you were moving, the old place burnt. And I was like, yes, that's so God. You know, that's what he does.
He's so good.
And here we are. Now the past is behind us. We've got this beautiful future ahead and so much we can do. And we, you know, it's not just me, Mr. Dreamer guy, thinking of all these things we can do. We have people working with us who are top shelf, holistic, integrative health coaches. One of our girls who's been working with us, Virginia, she spent 6 years running the Shaw Wellness Center in Spain. She's bilingual. She is such a smart lady. So many people get well under her care by the grace of God. Karina is the health coach to the stars in Nashville. She, I can't mention the people she takes care of, but those folks don't go to X hospital. They come see her and they enter her program.
Oh, we could have world-class people.
We have cutting-edge people behind the scenes right now. Planting seeds.
And you know, we have so many more that I can't even mention.
I know. We can't mention a bunch of things because God is opening doors for this. I do want to speak about the finances right now.
Yes.
My brain, because you know the finances, I just know that we want, you know, we want to give as Trim Healthy Mama gets blessed. But how do people, how is it free? How is it free? Can people come and pay on a sliding scale or pay what they can?
Absolutely.
Will it be donation? I want to come see you, but I can only pay $20 or I can only pay $200 or I can, will that be part of it or
so
what?
So there's going to be, obviously, it's funny because my oldest son, Dustin, he's been a health coach, de facto health coach for years because he was so good at bodybuilding and weight training. He's had professionals, you know, professional athletes from California, all over the country, who will call him and say, can we Facebook and can you help me break this bench press threshold? And so he just does it. And they're people that you would know their names, professional athletes, and he doesn't charge them. And they actually send him checks because his systems work.
Right. Wow.
And so so you can do this by distance. You can be assigned a health coach via Facebook.
Oh, okay. So we're going to be distance. Good.
Absolutely.
Don't actually have to be here physically.
No, you don't. And all the information we gather is going to be free. It's like getting on THM. I mean, you jump in a closed group and ask a question and you get info.
Hey, this is exciting.
Yeah, but how do we pay the doctors and stuff is what I'm trying to figure out.
So the doctors, when they take on a participant, they pay that practitioner directly.
Yeah.
Minus 10% that goes back to the butterfly, but they have our clearinghouse of information and resources and the building to operate out of. But you pay your coach directly what you can pay them. If you can't afford it, we will seek to help you supplement it via Come Give Life, your own fundraising platform, or via grant from the butterfly. There are three ways. If you can pay, come and take advantage and pay.
Right.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, at this point in our lives, we could, by the grace of God, pay for our own care. But those who only have half or less than half or only a piece, we have ways for you to raise your own money based on the people who love you, who will keep you accountable when you begin.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If you're raising money for your family for a health cause and they catch you drinking that Coca-Cola, they're going to jump all over yourself.
Wow, that's really
just
cool.
Talk about accountability.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we know
they
how it
will
works.
Be hitting it out of hands.
Yes, absolutely.
Hold on, I gave $10 to your fun.
That's
that
right.
That Coke is about to die.
And that's also an element of that hilltop community.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you walk in with a baddie food and Nancy's going to tell you that's not good for
well,
your
and
love.
Especially if you're like, hey, I'm my lungs are breaking down or I'm having gut issues and you're popping a Coke,
right?
Nancy's going to get up in there.
And just like any of us would, we'd bring you back to reality. And so that system's in place in that Come Give Life, that if your community is helping get you to the butterfly, either remotely or in person, they're going to help you stay on track.
Or your company. The company you work for, whatever.
Or your own hard-earned money. That's one thing about this system of allopathic medicine. If it's an insurance provider paying most of your care, you're not as attached to your care as if you're paying every dime from your own pocket.
That's the truth.
And so these things help you to engage. And of course, we hope in the future for the butterfly to be so well-funded that when someone calls and says, I'm at my last straw. And I don't have any money, and I need to get there. The stress of my life, my job's killing me, my family doesn't get me, and we say, we have a tiny home for you.
We can arrange
come
the plane
spend
tickets.
6 months. That's right, no, plane tickets. That. We're going to do whatever God will help us to do.
I love this big vision. I love that you're a dreamer, Scott, because you were the dreamer for our original book, and it used to seem insane to me, the things you said, but they have come to pass. When you're saying some of these things, you know, the negative part of my old self, my old man that used to
don't
linger there, comes up and like, well, that's a bit far-fetched. What, we're going to pay their plane tickets too? How are we going to afford it?
Why not? God
owns everything. I'm sorry. He's bigger than any doubts that we can have.
Do you know what? And I want the Butterfly Institute. I want them to own like some beachfront property down in Panama. And we can. Let's just start dreaming, shall we? We could really dream if we wanted to dream.
Do you want?
Get people grounding in the blue.
Yeah. Don't you want people out at a Santa Monica Butterfly Institute retreat?
Yeah.
Do you know what I've realized? So everything we've spoken here, podcast after podcast after podcast, is about healing for the mind and body and soul. And when Serena and I talk about how are your words? What are you thinking? What are you saying? What are you eating?
Yes.
I mean, all these things come into one beautiful way of teaching this to the world.
Yeah, it's really a way.
I don't feel bad to dream big and to think big and pray big and believe big for the butterfly, because it's all about the kingdom.
It's not
about us. No. Nothing to do with us. So when I was in Panama just recently,
Panama City Beach, I saw
some rundown houses, just awesome, along the coast there, and also some new buildings being built. And I'm like, God, you know what? Why not give them to us instead of some gambler who hardly goes there maybe once or twice a year? Because you know we're going to stick people in there morning till night for free.
Yeah.
So just beachfront property. I don't feel bad praying for that.
Yeah.
Who knows what we'll end up with.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know that in nature, there's so many healing elements. There's something about the cadence of the waves. There's something that happens to you at the ocean that doesn't happen in the forest.
It's so true. And science,
science
shows that there's the blue, it's called the blue effect from the ocean. It's the grounding, the negative ions from the sand.
That's right.
All these things that God has put in place to heal us, along, of course, with good food, good, potent, powerful herbs that he's provided us in the world. Good thinking. All these things come together. Amazingness. Cutting edge. And we always want to stay on the cutting edge of where medicine meets herbs.
Oh,
so what we want to tie all this together, I know time is an issue. When we launch November 1st, we're launching this fundraiser to build the campus. We have a very wealthy person in the Franklin area that has told us the land is ours. We didn't pay anything for the land.
God is so good.
It's just, I mean, it's beyond.
Do you know how much land is worth in Franklin?
Oh, it's, is Brazilian a word? No, that it is. It's a big number. It's just so valuable.
But I mean,
but you know, the guy told me a story.
How are we worthy of that? We're not, but his message is.
Here's the story. The landowner says to us, he said, my mom was a very philanthropic person who loved the gospel and loved people. And when she would travel the world, she would walk into a village or to a market, and she would ask that person, when she's buying fruit or clothing, she'd open her hand and hold her money out and say, you take what you need for what you're selling.
Ooh.
And she would trust that artisan. She would trust that farmer to be as honest as she was. And so this guy comes to us and he says, listen, money's not an issue. He said, my hands are open like my mother's.
I'm just tearing up.
Take what you need. And when someone says that and your heart's right, you don't take more than you need.
No, you don't. But that's incredible.
It is
incredible. That's
incredible.
Hey, so Scott, let's do details, okay? So today is Wednesday. We're not launching today, but we are launching November 1st.
Yes.
Now, that's in a few days.
It is.
So, where do people go? What do they do? How do they get involved? Or how can they just read about it? Maybe they're not ready to give. You know, maybe payday's not now.
Absolutely.
Or this is not even a good time. But what are they? We don't care. We're not going to pressure anybody.
Yeah, they can just start believing with us.
Oh,
yeah.
You know,
praying with us.
I don't want to pressure anyone for money. I remember we were tight.
I don't say that this to boast, and it wasn't my idea, but the Butterfly, the seven of us who are working on this launch, we're toward the end of a 40-day fast where you know, like we're seriously digging in because we want this to be, we want God to bless us. And you said he would, and I believe you.
Yeah, he's going to.
And so on November 1st, when you hear this and when it comes through our social media and when you see it on the web and on THM and all the places you may see it, we're just going to invite you to go to the butterflyinstitute.org.
.org. Butterfly, then, not the, just Butterfly
it's
Institute.
The Butterfly Institute.
All one word, thebutterflyinstitute.org.
Correct. And when you get there, you can see the butterfly. She'll flap, and you'll see the four quadrants, the care that show the four parts of the Butterfly Institute. And you'll have an opportunity to give there through different ways, PayPal. As you begin receiving orders in the month of November from THM, there'll be a little informational sheet that's coming to you with your order. There'll be a tear-off thing if you're old school and you want to send a check or whatever, that's fine. But there'll be plenty of ways to understand how to give. And then there'll also be a drop-down where you can find comegivelife.org. And Come Give Life is where you can go and set up your own campaign to begin to fundraise for your own wellness journey. And so all these things will be available on November 1st. We'll do better. We'll build them better. We'll make this more more accessible to everyone as we grow.
As we hear back from you guys, you'll be like, why don't you do this?
Yes.
Could you please do it that way?
Yes. We're ready
to learn. It's so much easier if. Yeah.
We're ready to learn from our mamas. I know we're going to be taught so much.
We are.
And then on January 1st.
Mamas can teach.
Yeah, they can. They can. On January 1st, we're hoping to have the first actual on-campus. Obviously, we know that we can't build this campus in a matter of months. We expect it will take us a couple of years. But in the meantime, we hope to put up a really big yurt to have an informational, a 30-foot or 40-foot round yurt.
Yeah.
We're hoping to put that up to give people a place to land when they come to visit, to begin to walk the land, pray the land, to meet some health coaches, to start that journey. I mean, we want to get started on November 1st with all these things.
You know the scripture that's ringing in my ear right now? It's, you know, the I have come to give life and life more
abundantly.
Abundantly. And, you know, you said the give me life.
Yeah.
Give life.
And that's why we picked that.
But, you know, because the devil's come to kill, to steal, to destroy. I'm just sick of it.
Yeah.
I'm just so upset and sick of it. When you look around the world, the needs, the hurt, the pain. But God has come to give life. But guess what? He's waiting on us because we are his hands. We are his feet. We are his voice. We are his compassion. He said, I'm going to the Father. But greater things will you do in my name because I am inside of you.
Yeah.
Right?
And I think there's so many beautiful, beautiful ministries out there that we've all, you know, been part of in our own lives and helped. I don't really know of one that is doing that, that is taking it to where so much of it is at right now, which is obesity, type 2 diabetes.
Yeah.
All these generational diseases that are stripping life, that are stripping testimony even from Christians, because Christians are bogged down with these things. And of course, not everyone is Christians that trim healthy mamas or their families. So we're not just speaking to a Christian crowd here. This is the world. This is the whole world. And we're definitely not going to bonk people on the head.
Hey, we work Bible with people bashing, every day in our company who aren't necessarily
Christians.
And they're our great people, our friends.
And we love them.
Jesus came to give life.
Yeah.
And we are his hands and we feet.
And he wasn't a person who just stuck with his crowd either.
No.
He went and he fellowshiped.
So this is exciting to me because where does it start? It starts with healing in the body, healing in the mind.
I spent almost 30 years, Pearl, working for nonprofits, for different churches, organizations. Mm-hmm. And the thing that always frustrated me is that there was this institutional limit on how much they would or could help you.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to maintain a giant building and they have programs and they're doing these things, but they could never give you the kind of information and care that we're hoping to. And so, yes, this is something unique in the body, unique in the world.
Do you know what's unique about it too? I can see it's like this big family, this good big community. It's like I said, it's the
Hilltop Gang.
The Hilltop Gang on steroids. Yeah. Do you know what? When we were researching for the information, this book, years and years and years of using ourselves as guinea pig and researching, sometimes we wish, I just wish that one doctor who wrote that book and I received so much great information, but I've got all these questions. Wish I could just get on the phone and speak to them. Just person to person, but you never could.
Right.
You never could. And I feel like this is a place where people can call and get questions answered. Even
and
just
that. And that's so true. Serena and John is looking at us like, almost 50 minutes, guys. Give it a break. So we are going to. We're going to quit
we went
here.
Churchy, sorry, guys.
But Serena, that's why I really cared. And I know you Hilltop can't your life. It did. But that's I really cared about being accessible on Facebook group too, because I remember having those questions for authors or like someone who wrote that. But what did you mean by that? And so I've wanted to make myself available, you know, on Facebook for some of that and to answer questions, but we can do that in a bigger way now.
Exactly.
With you know, doctors and people actually coming to see and just listening to them and getting hope, getting healing. But
that's a big thing. We can tell everyone, when you come to the Butterfly, you will be heard without judgment.
Yes.
You will be heard, body, mind, and soul. We will listen to you.
And we might listen to you and say, hey, you know, you might want to not be constantly thinking about that bit of sad story. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Listen and not always say, yeah, let's dig deeper into that story. But we will listen.
Yes.
Yeah. And then there's healing. And the healing has to come. We're gonna go. Remember, November 1st, the Butterfly Institute.
First Flight.
Institute.
Join us for the first flight.
Yeah.
What if you could build the healing center of the future?
Yes.
Yeah. Perfect ending day.
I love it.
See you guys next week.
Thank you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.